community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, I'm backstage at the Lexington in London. It's been a long time coming, but I'm in front of Dominic Masters and Johnny Others from The Others. Hi, nice to see you again.
Paul, really good to see you again.
Hiya.
Been a long time, hasn't it? The obvious, simple first question is, where have you been? What's been happening? It's been four or five years?
Golly, it's been, I think, 4 years or three and a half.
About three and a half,
since we played last. It's been a busy 3.5 years. Well, what had happened, we'd finished a British tour and finished an Italian tour and sort of said goodbye to everyone in the UK tour, said goodbye to everyone on the Italian tour, then did a Rock Against Racism gig in February 2008. And then we all decided to get some jobs, pay off some debts, and I've been busy working solidly for the last 4 years and settled down with my missus. But over those 4 years, apart from about a 9-month, 12-month period where we had a rest, we've literally always been rehearsing monthly. And then in the last probably 18 months, at least four times a month. So we've certainly been putting in the hours, got enough tunes easily for a third album, and we're going to be playing six of the new ones tonight.
I think after we were kind of going at it quite full on for like 4 years, 5 years, and it was just kind of felt like it was time to take a step back for a bit. You kind of need to, because the thing is, because you're doing it so much, it can become like a job, and the point was not to have a job doing music, so it was kind of like to take a step back to actually make it fun again, I think, and then we were kind of ready to come back, and it was just about 9 months or so where we were just kind of like got on with our lives, and then we kind of regrouped.
There wasn't actually a period where you just switched off and you thought, are we ever going to start this up again? It was always sort of bubbling under, but you wasn't really sure exactly when it was going to kick off again.
Yeah, it was a hiatus.
You know, I'd say from my point of view, there was a period where I was working very, very, very long hours for my last company before I'd recently moved on. And I was so exhausted from work Monday to Friday that at weekends when we were doing rehearsals, I was absolutely shattered. And I did wonder whether I could both juggle the job and juggle the band, but I moved to another company and I'm a lot more relaxed now, so I can just about juggle the two now.
You mentioned that you've been sort of getting together and rehearsing and practicing together quite a long time. I mean, how long has it actually been before tonight that you've been getting together and still playing the stuff?
Joe, our new drummer, joined about 2 years ago, so we've kind of been right. We have had another member come and go because it didn't really work, so we've got Eddie in. So we changed rehearsal rooms 3 or 4 times as well, and that kind of is a bit of a sort of...
That's right, there's five of you now, isn't there?
There is for some songs, there's five of us, and there will be for the third album. We've been writing a lot of stuff. We're only playing 6 songs, but yeah, it was, you know, we've been spending a long time, as I said, just kind of to make it fun again. It was just like a lot of writing of new stuff, and because we weren't exactly sure, we don't really want to just kind of sound the same all the time. It's like the second album was different to the first, and the third album will be different again. But without kind of going through and exploring other stuff, you don't really necessarily know what you want to sound like.
So yeah, I mean, getting a fifth person in, I mean, is it another guitarist, or is it...
The whole idea is that on the first album, it's very bass-driven, in my opinion. And I always sing to the bass and I don't sing to the guitar. By the second album, we had sort of more, we had guitar and bass, but, you know, Johnny'd sort of come in on the guitar for a few tunes on that. And then he was naturally knocking out more and more stuff on the guitar. So it just, and I
had one in my hand.
And I just thought it might be a nice idea, and we all did, to have two guitars sparring, so to speak, and a bass below it, then the drums and me. But also, we've done a couple of tracks where we've got two basses and one guitar. So that's a bit unusual as well. So Eddie since he's been with the band the last couple of months, but he has been rehearsing with us on and off for the last couple of years. Because he's a friend, he's been doing guitars as well as bass and just coming in and out on different songs. But with the old songs, obviously, we keep that as a four-piece. And if the new songs, we do that as a five-piece. And, you know, we're integrating Eddie into the band really successfully. We've done two really good songs with him in the last few weeks. And we might even play one of them tonight that I only wrote 2 weeks ago.
Tell us about the new songs. Firstly, I was a bit excited to hear about the two basses. Big fan of Ned's Atomic Dustbin, so it's good to get that. I don't understand why more bands don't do that.
Well, Pavement. Pavement were... you know, they'd had two drummers, they had two basses. Sonic Youth sometimes have had two basses.
Yeah, and saw Adamant recently as well. Still got two drummers.
Yeah,
still sounding good.
Prince Charming.
Anyway, yeah, a little bit of a tangent. Let's talk about the others and their new songs. You already mentioned a little bit about how they're being written and the music behind them. Is there anything that you think is going to be completely different to stuff you've done in the past?
Totally. Well, we can both expand on this one then. There's a couple of tracks which, I know this might sound very unusual, that have got sort of almost like a Rolling Stones Happy Mondays vibe. Two songs, in my opinion, that's got a very sort of groovy sound, which is very unusual for us. Then you've got a couple of songs that are very violent, so just like normal. And then you've got another really good new song that I very rarely write a love song, and it's just a beautifully bass-driven love song. I'd say content of lyrics, subject matter, a few changes on that as well. Certainly I've had a lot to think about over 4 years and a lot to put down onto paper.
Anything more personal, anything more just about everyday life?
Always personal, you know me.
Music, it was just kind of like writing stuff on guitar. We wrote two or three songs on an acoustic guitar, so, and then build it up from that, which, you know, if you imagine the others, that doesn't really fit.
No.
But because Jimmy writes some really classic songs, and he does write some classic songs, but he doesn't write lots of them, and I kind of write quite a lot of tunes, so when I was writing on the guitar... it was quite a groovy guitar, if you see what I mean, because it's like quite a rhythmic guitar, because obviously if I normally play bass, it's quite a rhythmic guitar, so that's probably why it's kind of going a bit more that way.
Yeah, I suppose in a way it's nice to know that, well, you're moving on, maybe doing something a little bit different, something that you might have wanted to do that you didn't do before.
Yeah, maybe a bit like the band we can hear in the background, Manson. I know Johnny's always been rather fond of them, so quite appropriate that we get to hear a Manson song. That's a memory from the past.
Apart from music, is there anything else you've been doing over the last 3 or 4 years that you've been enjoying?
Yeah, I mean, me myself, I don't know if you might have already identified this from Facebook, but I got into my cooking. I think you might know this as well. But yeah, I've got bang into my cooking in a really big way. I've been loving my food, loving my wine, loving Hackney, enjoying the Lee Valley, regrouping with some good old friends, and just generally just loving life.
How about you, Johnny?
I've been learning how to make wine. I got scared with the... We've got a definite culinary angle for this third album. I kind of got scared when the Tories won the last election and they were going to do all these big VAT rises, so I kind of thought I'll make alcohol myself. And so I've got about 5 gallons elderberry port at home, which
just
does
the 5
exactly
gallons,
like,
may we add.
I've been making parsnip, I've been making elderflower.
Is that the elderflower champagne range that you've specialised in recently, Johnny?
That's right. So we're going to put another sticker on it and sell it.
We are a band of many talents, and maybe we might go into sort of our own branding of our own alcohol for the audience.
Other ways to make other income streams.
A bit like Samuel Smith's, we'll only serve our own drinks at our own gigs.
I'll bring the bottle into the session that we do. Yeah. You can try
it. God, yeah. Sold. We look forward to seeing the others. Vintage port, isn't it?
We'll do pork belly.
Yeah, and I'm doing a rather good pork belly. I like my belly pork, and what I tend to do is get my belly pork, score it across about half a centimetre into the belly pork, fill with garlic, salt and pepper and Tabasco. Wonderful.
You've got to come in and talk about it. You would actually think that eating and drinking food and alcohol on air makes bad radio, but it's surprisingly good. We'll have to check that out one day. Okay, now, I did actually read the interview that you gave to Zeitgeist magazine last week, and they asked you the old chestnut of what music you're listening to at the moment, and I think you both kind of answered, well, nothing really at the moment, which you're enjoying, which, well, you know, our next question's got to be, come on, it's got to be something.
Okay, if there's one new band, I'd probably say Supernovas.
Yeah, they're quite new.
Well, you know, they are. They're a new band. I mean, Supernovas obviously supported us at our gig that we did at the Garage back for Budweiser many moons ago. They also did a gig with us in Walthamstow many, many moons ago as well. But there's not many good new bands that I like out there. So I'd say Supernovas, another band called Parties in Belgrade. I quite like those. Another new band. After that, I like, I quite like, that Texas band I went to see the other week. White Denim, I like White Denim. Yeah, yeah. The Soft Pack, I like the Soft Pack, White Denim, Supernovas and Parties in Belgrade.
Oh, we got four out of you, that's pretty good. How about you, Johnny?
Yeah, well, the question they asked was about new music, and there isn't any new music that I'm liking. Supernovas are a good band, but they have been going a while. And so, you know, the question was new bands, and it's like, there was not. The other band that I kind of give a bit of a plug to, Bubbling Under, are The Indelicates, so I think I really rate them. I think they're great. And I like, you know, they've just done a concept album on the David Koresh Massacre, which is a great thing for an indie band to do.
Yeah. So, different subject matter.
Yeah.
I think Koresh, maybe he was the chosen one after all.
We know that you've written a lot of songs. We know that you're out gigging at least once tonight.
Yeah.
More gigs planned? When's the third album planned?
Well, obviously tonight was a sellout. So we were really, really happy that we sold and shifted all of the tickets. So that would indicate to us, considering that we didn't have a big advertising campaign or marketing or, you know, a big machine that you would have with a major record label behind you. And really, most of this campaign was done virally over the internet, through Facebook, through Twitter, through text messages. And we've sold out the gig. Obviously, the demand's there. So maybe, if we're lucky, one more London gig this year, maybe in December. Probably with Supernovas with us as support. In the new year, probably February or March, we were looking at doing a 5-day tour. Probably not huge venues, but I'd imagine, you know, this one we're playing tonight, we're selling out 250. So you'd imagine we'd probably do Birmingham, Glasgow, Manchester, Bristol, London at 200 capacity venues. I would imagine we'd get a single by February, March. If we don't get a single by February, March, I'd imagine it'd be self-release city. And this is Eddie, who's just joined our band. Eddie's from Estonia, and he's joined us, obviously, the last couple of months, but we've been playing together sort of over the last couple of years, and he's responded.
We've had a few jams.
Yeah, we've had a few jams.
I think the last guitarist left, and Dominic gave me a ring, and then I joined.
You know each other a long time?
Yeah, well, 5-6 years. I was a fan of a band. At the moment, I play bass for this gig, but in the future, probably start playing guitar.
Second bassist. Johnny and Dominic and Eddie, thanks very much for having a chat. Appreciate it. We're going to disappear now and join the throng. Watch you from the other side. Look forward to seeing you soon.
We're always big supporters of Phoenix FM, and it was a pleasure to do any DJ slots for you back in the past. Always thought it was wonderful.
We appreciate it. You'll be in soon. Don't worry. Cheers.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.